Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, June 6th, 2014. And on today's podcast, we're talking about the Normandy invasion, which was 70 years ago today. It seems impossible, but it has been 70 years. A large memorial was built in Normandy a few years ago, and it has become a tradition for the heads of state of the warring powers to attend these memorial services. Of course, the 70th is very special. Now, even the Germans are invited in the spirit of European Union and European unity. This year, the heads of state of the United States, United Kingdom, France, Germany, Ukraine, and Russia will be there, in addition to many, many other countries. The ceremonies bring all these leaders together for a chance to do more than honor those who fought on Normandy's fields so many years ago. They are going there to meet for a very important conference to discuss Russia, Ukraine, and the European Union. President Obama brings with him news of his, quote, reassurance campaign, in which he has been visiting European countries like Poland, Belgium, and others to reassure them that he still is behind them. They still have him in support of them. We can see what that means as the European social welfare state crumbles one after another. Economies based on high social welfare costs, high taxes, and low to zero defense. The U.S. would shoulder the defense burden for all of them, and it is still doing that with a recent $5 billion program to boost Eastern European militaries. The U.S. has its own social welfare problems, of course, and its own debt, but the U.S. has the world's reserve currency, and everyone looks the other way while the U.S. defends them all. That's part of the deal, see? As President Obama said, this is the most powerful military in history coming to Europe in its defense. He kind of makes it sound a little like 70 years ago, doesn't he? The U.S. Troops, equipment, and money are going into Central Europe right now. This is a NATO campaign, but only the U.S. is putting in men, money, and equipment. So that kind of makes my case for me. France extended the invitation to Vladimir Putin to attend the D-Day ceremonies. Other leaders asked Francois Hollande, the leader of France, to rescind the invitation, but he would not. Now, this is just my speculation, folks, but based on the European parliamentary elections of a few days ago that we talked about previously, I would guess that Mr. Hollande is feeling the heat from the number one vote-getter in his country, Front National, led by Marine Le Pen, a right-leaning party with a certain admiration for Putin because of his emphasis on ethnic nations instead of post-national one-world entities. Marine Le Pen endorses Putin's moves in Ukraine, and she thinks a multipolar world with more than one superpower is a good idea. Russia can take advantage of this and use it to keep Europe divided. Angela Merkel, Chancellor of Germany, is also there, since several thousand German soldiers are buried there in Normandy. Mrs. Merkel is trying to play both ends against the middle as she chastises President Obama for taping her cell phone conversations. And she rejects Georgia's NATO membership, but at the same time, she supports the Ukraine's agreement with the European Union. So the choice Germany seems to offer Russia is, okay, here it is, no NATO integration of these countries, but European Union association. Will that be good enough? Time will tell. In the meantime, Mr. Putin and the Ukraine seem to be friends again. Putin says he will respect the Ukrainian elections, and they are very close to an energy deal. It seems funny, doesn't it, how all these things are there, and then they're not there, and everything just seems to go away. At this conference, Putin is supposed to talk to Mr. Poroshenko, the new leader in Ukraine. They're supposed to talk directly. Perhaps most important, Putin in Normandy shows the U.S. that Russia is not isolated, as President Obama claimed in his West Point speech. Well, we also have one other anniversary to remember this week. Last Wednesday, June 4th, was the 25th anniversary of Tiananmen Square, in which the Chinese, with a bloody crackdown, ended the Tiananmen Square protest. We all remember the pictures of the lone protester standing in front of the Chinese tanks. June 4th, 1989 goes into what might be called what might have been category. The world was changing. The Soviet Union was dissolving. Free markets were forming in China. Well, remember the Normandy veterans, folks. There aren't many of them left. Speak to as many as you can while there's still time. At least that's the way I see it. Till next time, folks, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.